It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Acts chapter 14, verses 6 to 10, there is a story about a lame man. Paul was preaching in Lystra, and there was a man sitting and listening to Paul. This man was crippled, he was not able to walk, and he was born that way. That means he never walked in his life. But as Paul was preaching, this man was listening eagerly and showing interest that he believes what Paul is preaching. We do not know what Paul was preaching, but maybe he was preaching salvation, healings, and miracles. So this man looked at Paul, believing that he wants to be healed. And Paul noticed in his spirit, Paul understood that this man wants to be healed. Then Paul said to him with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. See, if somebody is listening to the word of God, faith comes to that person. Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it says, the faith comes by hearing the word of God. This man was listening the word of God. And in his spirit, he believed that there is a power of God available for me and God can heal me right now. I have seen people can get healed as they hear the word of God. One day I was preaching in one town, and while I was preaching, there was a man standing there. He had a headache for 13 years. He came running as I gave the altar call. He stood there and started saying, "While you were preaching, my headache is gone." 13 years, somebody was beating drum in my head. Please pray that headache will not come back again. You remember Peter and John, they were going to temple, and there was a man, similar situation. That man also was lame or paralyzed from mother's womb. He never walked in his life, but Peter has to give his hand to him and lift him up, and that man jumped and walked. But Paul did not have to give hand to this man. He just looked at the man, believing that this man wants to be healed, and he just said to him, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. How much time it took? Split second. If somebody goes to the hospital in that kind of condition, paralyzed waist down or paralyzed in his feet, from the mother's womb, or never walked in his life, can any doctor in the world can make that person walk within a split second? Jesus Christ is healing people every day. But our problem is, we do not trust the Word of God. We do not trust the power of God. The Word of God says, do not trust any man. do not trust any kings. If you trust in the Lord, you will be blessed. These two situations we saw, Peter and Paul, had the same power from above, and Jesus gave them authority over sickness and disease. Same Jesus is here. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, we read, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is unchangeable God. People are thinking Jesus is dead and he is gone. There is no power available. But book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus said, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Jesus Christ is here watching over you, watching over me. He has given us faith. He has given us authority. He has given us his power. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 2, we read, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Who is the author and finisher? Jesus Christ is the author. If you need faith, come to Jesus Christ. He will give you faith to live the life of God. You can live by faith. You can walk by faith. You can get healed by faith. You can get saved by faith. You need faith in God. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11 verse 20, have faith in God. If you believe right now that God can heal you, no matter wherever you are, God is there. He wants to touch you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. But you have to have desire. See, this man, this lame man had the desire to be healed. And Paul recognized, looking at just his eyes and his action, St. Paul recognized this man wants to be healed. I cannot see you from here, but God is watching over you. Book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 13 says, there is nothing hidden in the eyes of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. What does it mean? He is watching over you. Wherever you are, he knows where you are and what is your need. Just call upon Jesus. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you ask forgiveness for your sins from your heart, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and there is no record of your sins. Once your sins are gone, you are a new creation. The Word of God says, behold, all things became new, and old things are passed away. You can read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. All the old habits, old sin, and old desire to commit sin, they are gone. How? By faith. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ comes to dwell in you. Then the devil has no power to stay in you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, the greater one is within you. Who is that greater one? Jesus Christ is greater than anyone, even the devil. Devil has no power to overcome you. Because Jesus Christ says, I have overcome the world. And the Word of God says, we are more than the conqueror. So we are in God's side. We are not going to lose, but you are going to win. Whatever your problem was, smoking, drinking, gambling, idol worship, or fighting and war, whatever you were doing wrong, you ask forgiveness. You are forgiven. Now you have a new heart and Jesus lives in you. Now we are going to pray. Whatever you need a job, you need a child, you want to get married, you're looking for a house, or you're looking for something you're lacking. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things the world is looking for will be added unto you." Let's pray. Touch someone right now if someone needs healing. If not, if you need healing, touch your body. According to the Word of God, two people agree, He will hear our prayer. He is a prayer answering God. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Let's agree according to the Word of God and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I pray that each and every listener will be healed, delivered, and set free. Whatever their needs are, you are going to supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is nothing impossible with God. Lord Jesus, supply all their needs. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God wants to use you for His glory. There are people dying without God and without Christ. Once we find peace, joy, and salvation for our soul, then we should be thinking about others. Why I'm doing this program? Because Jesus Christ has called me with a definite high calling. He supplied my needs, He healed me, and He is using me for His glory. God can use you also. Let's work together and bring the souls to the kingdom of God. So we have nothing to be afraid of. The Word of God says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us power, love, and sound mind. God is going to use you and me for His glory. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.